This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
There was a shock, obviously. It has happened before, but that team was not any good. It happened to the great Hubie Brown, actually, but that team was not in. The Nuggets are in contention. From what I'm hearing, the owner did not want to pick a side because he said, if I keep Mike, people are going to think I chose him over Kevin, or if I keep Kevin, let him go. From what I heard, he just said, hey, you know what? Let's just get rid of both of them. And it's really unfortunate because Mike Malone is a really good coach. And let's be fair, Kevin had done a hell of a job. I ain't never seen a coach get fired the last week of the season.
When you're heading into the playoffs.
It's really bizarre what's going on in Denver. And it's got Speaks hoping that it can mean for changes here in Chicago. I wanted to reach out to our buddy, Brandon Cristal, who covers the Nuggets for Guerrilla Sports out there, Fox Sports Radio. He knows all. He's been there for a long time. So he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, if you want to go check it out. BK, what's up, dude?
What's going on, guys? I wish I was hanging out with you guys instead of getting ready to go to the Nuggets game. Not that I'm not excited about that, but, you know, Masters Week, it's always fun to be in and around golf settings. But it's been a bit of a strange few days here for the Nuggets because no one is used to seeing a coach or a GM get fired 3 days before the season ends or 3 games before the season ends with the playoffs on the horizon and a team that could finish as high as third, depending on what happens with the Lakers, and has the best player on the planet on their roster. But you know, there's a first time for everything, and so it's the first time we've seen it happen. But when you do a little more digging, you realize it's maybe not that surprising.
Interesting. Want to get that context, Brandon, because the NBA is wacky, as you know, covering it, and stars get themselves where they want to be most often in the NBA, more than just about every other league. So, you know, so I admittedly am dreaming of Nikola Jokic being unhappy and finding a way to come to Chicago to reunite with Arturas Karnišević and enjoy the Serbian hotbed that is Chicago, a great metropolitan city. Any chance of Jokic being unhappy in terms of the mix? Set the scene for what is going on there and why this happened, and is Jokic unhappy right now?
As best I can tell, Jokic isn't unhappy with the situation. He wasn't banging on Josh Kroenke's door to make this move, and it doesn't sound like Josh and his dad Stan made this move in consultation with Joker along the way, like, hey, we may be thinking about doing this. But I think he understands that not only has the message grown stale, but maybe Michael Malone as the messenger, that grew stale after a decade. And, you know, if you go back to what Al Davis used to say, that no matter what, after 10 years, it was time to move on because the message could go stale. That's why John Madden, even though he said he walked away, may have been forced out, or a Tom Flores after two more Super Bowls. Al Davis moves on there as well. And so did, after a decade, did that message go stale? perhaps. And then you start to really hear some stories about Calvin Booth and Michael Malone not getting along, and some detail with those stories and some conversations that they had with people in and around the organization kind of throughout the last year and a half, 2 years. And you understand that it was toxic. The problem is, like Josh Kroenke said when he did the quick interview with their TV partner or the TV company they own, and then on their website, that, you know, that these moves were likely going to happen anyway, and he thought he could get more out of the team. I guess you have to believe him. The timing is odd, though, because of how close we are to the playoffs, but that, you know, doing a little more digging, it could have happened as early as the All-Star break, but as I was alluding to, Josh said, winning can mask a lot of things. That's the currency in the league. They won 8 games going into the All-Star break. And so even though I think only one of them was against a team with a playoff record at the time, it still is hard to fire somebody on an 8-game winning streak going into the break. But I don't think Nicola was unhappy with Michael Malone. They got along really well. He's the only coach he's ever known. But I think Nicola has been unhappy with how his team has performed at times, and he doesn't always agree with everything his coach says. And there's times that Michael Malone will say something in a press conference, and then an hour later when Joker finally comes and talks to us, because he is notoriously slow getting through his post-game routine, he'll say, oh, I don't agree with that. It was one or two possessions where maybe the defense let up, or maybe something that coach said happened. It wasn't the entire game. So Joker would stand on his own 2 feet, and the understanding I have is that he didn't advocate for this, but he didn't push back either.
What's the Russell Westbrook element of this story, BK?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Well, so Russell Westbrook comes in with $363 million in the bank, and you think, okay, $2 million, that's obviously affordable. Joker, the rumor has it, Joker wanted him as much as anyone, but they wanted him to play 17 minutes a night as the backup point guard, bring energy when he comes in either late in the first quarter to start the second quarter, have that same energy in spurts. But he's had to play almost 30 minutes a game for two reasons. One, just injuries to Jamal Murray, two other guys where they've slid the lineup around and they've had some versatility, Aaron Gordon being the guy who's missed the most time. And so you slide Michael Porter Jr. to the four, essentially, and you could start Russ and Christian Brown at the three with Jamal Murray. But Jamal's missed a lot of basketball. And then the other part of it, too, is that Russ is a vet. And you go back to the Malone-Booth thing. Malone wanted to keep the team more intact. He wanted KCP. He wanted Jeff Green back, perhaps. He wanted Bruce Brown. And Calvin Booth was trying to build a team not just for the next year or two, but for the next 5 or 7 years around Nikola Jokic. You know, you can't always rely on those vets. But Russ giveth and taketh away, whether it's getting a steal against the Timberwolves, going in for a layup up one, missing it, then, or grabbing a rebound, throwing up a dumb shot instead of pulling it out and resetting it. You're like, oh, that's a crazy rebound, but why not reset the offense? You get that all year long, and his energy has been good. It doesn't translate, I don't think, as much in the playoffs because everybody plays hard in the playoffs. So Russ was really there for the regular season, it felt like. He and Joker do play well together when they're on the court, but everybody plays well with Joker. At the same time, playing Russ, I think, started to aggravate guys because of some of the critical turnovers he had in winnable games.
Hey, Brandon, last thing, and we appreciate your time. Does Jokic love basketball? Is he going to be playing for a while?
For a while is, I think, relative. He's not going to be playing for a while the way LeBron plays for a while, but he's eligible for another three-year extension that'll make him essentially the highest-paid player again. And, you know, we know about the horses. We know how much he loves Serbia and wanting to get back to Serbia and all of that. But Christian Brown is kind of our only translation, other than the book that Mike Singer wrote that's really good, but to what's going on in Joker's mind, because he'll say, oh, yeah, Nicole will text me because he's like, oh, did you see that play? Because he always watches League Pass, which is something we didn't really know. We just figured he is sitting at home watching some Serbian, you know, Law and Order knockoff or whatever horse races, or Minions. We know he likes the Minions in Despicable Me. We found that out last year that Gru's his favorite character. But he does love basketball. At the same time, you know, he just had a baby boy early in the season, and his daughter's 4. And so I kind of went with that Drew Brees thing, like, oh, is he going to stay and play longer so that his kids can really remember watching him play? And on his 30th birthday, I asked him that as he was kind of getting up from the press availability. And I was like, so do you think you might extend your career because you want your kids to see you play? He said, no, I'm selfish. And so he'll have had enough money. He'll be back in Serbia. But he truly loves basketball. He loves the game. I think he loves the challenge night in, night out. He doesn't spend a lot of time dwelling on things that have happened or the things he accomplishes. He just wants to take the test every game and pass the test or solve the riddle. And so that's what makes him so great. I don't think he's demanding a trade. And as great as the Serbian following is in Chicago with the most, you know, Serbians outside of Serbia, I don't think that's going to, you know, be a magnet to pull him because he's found enough Serbian friends here in town. And he mostly keeps to himself anyway.
BK, man, we love you. Thanks so much for jumping on.
Hey, thanks. I'll talk to you guys soon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.